Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, sir, I hear you very clearly, and I'll hand the phone to the president. Over. Hello, Prime Minister.
Hello, what's the news now? Over.
Governor Stevenson saw you tap this afternoon and made our proposals about the importation of arms ceasing and that work on these bases stopping and leading to eventual dismemberment. There are some reports around, some Russian conversations, but it's rather unofficial and unreliable, about some thought that it's possible they might do something about withdrawing the weapons if they could get a territorial guarantee of Cuba. But that is so unofficial that I'm not in a position now to know whether there's anything to it or not. Khrushchev told you that he would keep his ships out of there for the time being, but he wouldn't do it very long. He isn't giving us very much because actually he's got no ships in the area anyway, but at least he's made that an announcement. He's keeping his ships out of there for the time being. We are continuing the quarantine. The build-up of the sites continues, however, and I put a statement out this afternoon describing how the build-up is going on, so that unless in the next 48 hours we get some political suggestions as to dismantling the base, we're then going to be faced with the problem of what to do about this build-up. Over.
Well, I see that. Of course, one idea you just mentioned is that Cuba might be made like Belgium was, by international guarantee, an inviolable country, which now all of us would guarantee its neutrality and inviolability. Is that a possibility? Over.
Well, that is a matter that it seems to me we ought to be thinking about, and we will be talking about that in the next 24 hours as to whether there is any room for a settlement on that basis. That would leave Castro in power. It would leave the Russians perhaps free to ship in a good deal more of defensive equipment. And they've shipped in a good deal. We now find a good many self-propelled armored vehicles with very sophisticated conventional equipment and so on. But it may be a possibility, but I could probably give you more information about that by tomorrow night. But at least there have been a couple of hints, but not enough to go on yet. Over.
Yes, well, I thought another possibility was that U. Kant might himself propose to the United Nations, which I believe they would accept, that he should go with the team and ensure that these missiles were made inoperable during the period of any conference or discussions. Over.
Yes, that's correct. There would have to be some technical way of determining that these weapons were being made inoperable and that work on the sites was ceasing during these conversations. That's correct.